A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Nun Ches, Bechoros 58b, pagination is 116. The Mishnah, about seven lines from the top, states as follows. Be'ezet Sad Maisrin. What is the manner by which you will do the Maiser Behema, the tithing of animals? And as we'll see, the tithing of animals is done in a way that is distinctly different than the tithing of grain. Tithing of grain is a calculation. You take a percentage and you take off the tithe. Over here, the animals actually go through a specific process which chooses which one is the tenth and therefore the tithe. And there's a great symbolic difference in doing it in this way, whatever the halachic reasons that are being presented, but symbolically, the animals are a mashal, an example for a person, and it's not just about percentages. We don't look at people the way some people look, for example, as an army to get the job done. They expended 1,000 people, but they took the fort. The description of the way the Russian army under the Tsar would operate. Each one is specifically valued. It's not just a percentage, not just a number. And the animals are going to pass in this specific way through the corral, and the symbolic significance is worthy of discussion. Konsan Ledir, you bring all the animals that need to be tithed into a corral, into a pen, Va'osala and Pesach Katan, and you make a small opening, Deshila Yushnaim Yicholum Lotzeis Ke'echas, so that it's impossible for two animals to go through at once. And the end of the Mishnah discusses what happens if there's a mess up. But that's our goal. Our goal is one animal at a time in only one direction, and Umonin, and you'll be able to count Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tests, a fascinating usage of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which we know in Gematria also represent numbers. So you count 1 through 9, Vayotzei Asiri, and the one that comes out 10th, Soker B'Sikra is going to be colored with a dye. So that's where the stick, which is colored with a dye, still wet, is going to be put touching the animal that came out 10th. And therefore it's branded, if you will, but without any of the pain of branding. It's touched with this paint and it remains colored, otherwise you might not be able to find it and recognize it later. And that 10th one is Kodesh, is meant as a korban. Va'omer ha'reza ma'iser. And you say the words, this is the 10th. This is the holy one for the mitzvah. Lo sakro b'sikra, if he did not dye it, v'lo manan b'shevet, and he didn't count it in a method that's described. Oshamana revutsimo omdin, or he counted them while they were crouched or standing, but they didn't walk through as was described. Hareilu misasrin, it's still going to be valid. However, hayulo meya vinatal asara, if he had 100 and he just took off 10. Asara vinatal achod, he had 10, he took off 1. Ain't a meiser, that's not how meiser works. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, or meiser, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda says it is meiser, but that's this description of the correct way to do meiser is one animal at a time through the fence. We are familiar with this method of taking meiser because of a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where we describe Kivnei Maron, that humanity passes in front of Hashem like the B'nai Maron and their different explanations what B'nai Maron mean. One explanation is Kechailos Shobes David, like the army review of David's army. And indeed, in that case, we're looking to view everybody as a sum of the parts. Army review, I'm definitely being judged personally, but I'm part of the marching ranks. There's another approach, Kivne Maron, like a mountain pass in which people go single file, and that's symbolic of meeting a challenge that has to be met. Only you can meet it. Lots of people can cheer you on and encourage you, but ultimately you've got to do it. They say the joke, how many psychologists does it take to put in a light bulb? And as the joke goes, you only need one psychologist, but the light bulb has to want to be put in. And whatever is restraining the light bulb from being put in, only the light bulb can fix. We can convince it, we can try to explain and encourage and put out coursework and therapy methodology, but ultimately you got to meet this challenge. You got to do the mountain pass on your own. And that's another perspective. A third perspective is Kivnei Imrana, like the animals going through being counted for Maiser Behema. And in that case, as you pass through, you could be singled out, Asiri Kodesh, for greatness. So we have a lot of different symbolism as to how we pass in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. One is certainly the individual is being judged, but he's being judged as a whole, as part of the army. Another perspective is that you're being chosen for challenge, and you have to garner the strength and push forward. The words of Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya, I see that it's only dependent on me. I have to do it. No one else can do it for me. And a perspective that's most aligned with our discussion in the Mishnah, Kivnei Imrana, the description of an animal one at a time going through the fence and possibly being singled out for the holy role, for the designation of being kadosh. It's interesting that you'll find in Eretz Yisrael in particular that they will sometimes make a minyan by calling out Asiri Kodesh, the tenth is holy, which is really a borrowed and very different expression. In this case, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes are the ones that are mundane, that are regular, and the Asiri Kodesh is the one for the Beis HaMikdash. In the case of a minyan, we need them all. We need them all to be part of the Asiri Kodesh, and that's in fact the tongue-in-cheek concept that's being expressed, where the person making the minyan tells everyone, you're the tenth, encouraging everybody to join in. Again, on a basic perspective principle, to summarize the Mishnah, to be aware that Maiser Behema works very differently than Maiser Tevua. Maiser Tevua, you simply need to take a percentage of the grain. In the case of Maiser Behema, there's a process of one by one that produces the one that's designated with the paint. This concept of paint deserves to be mentioned in the context of the previous session, in which one of the opinions was that the Geronos, included, the times to tithe included really what would have been Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah told us, V'lama amru be'esrim v'tisha be'elul. Why is that date described as the 29th of Elul rather than Rosh Hashanah? V'lo amru be'echad b'tishrei mipnei shu yamtif. Because the first of Tishrei is always going to be Rosh Hashanah. V'yef shala aser b'yamtif. And you can't do the Meiser on yamtif. And of course we could wonder, why not? And as Rashi says, Uv'yamtif yefsha mishum mipnei tzoveya. And on Yom Tov, you can't do it because it involves dying to mark that 10th animal so that it doesn't get mixed in. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.